Today to get real with you guys. Okay. I'm going to be real honest. There are people, and I'm not trying to make a generalization, but there are people in my life particularly that think that because they see us up here smiling and they see us up here, you know, having a great time worshiping the Lord, that we don't face trials that some of you guys may face. But I would like to debunk that misconception this morning, because I just want you guys to know that this week has been extremely challenging for me. The happiness that you see on stage most Sundays is the joy of the Lord, because I know that He is my strength and my song and He is my joy. But this week has been really hard for me. I'm in a new role at work. I've been teaching science intervention, which came with its own worries and anxieties and nervousness, because I've never had my own classroom with a core subject before, and I'm not a certified teacher just yet. I'm still a paraprofessional. So this week I struggled with anxiety, and to the point where it was pretty crippling. It's kept me awake at night. And, you know, I know all the scripture passages that I'm supposed to know, like cast your cares on him, okay, or cast your anxieties on him, for he cares for you. But for whatever reason, there was a block. And I'm like, I know I need to give God control, but I still want that control. And I still want to do the things I know I need to do, regardless of him sitting here going, I can help you. I can help you. I can help you. I'm here. It took a sweet congregation member to invite me to a devotional on the YouVersion app for me to wake up and realize that these anxieties and these fears of mine are not even to be something I should be concerned with. Because if I have God, if I'm in God's presence each and every day, I should fear him and only him. And nothing in this world should keep me bogged down in worry or anxiety or fear. The passage of scripture I'm going to share with you was the one that really spoke to my heart. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. And that's Psalm 34. As we continue to worship this morning, just keep in mind that we have nothing to fear. If we are believers in Christ, we should fear him, for he is the one that has it all planned. All his plans are in place. There's nothing we should be worried about, because he knows the outcome. He knows the purpose for those outcomes, and we should be putting our trust and faith in him this morning. So let that be what you think about as we continue our worship this morning.
Nothing compares to this.
nothing can stand against your greatness. Let us never forget that and always run to you and hold on to your hope and your glory. Amen. You may be seated.